الله سبحانه وتعالى. If we see that Allah Ta'ala, Allah Most High, that He has many, many angels that He has created, and many angels of high status, and there are some angels select who are always next to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In other words, high class angels with the qurb, the nearness, the closeness to Allah Ta'ala, these malaika, muqarrabin. So those angels, amongst those angels, Allah Ta'ala has said that there are certain unique people in this world, certain unique people in this world, servants of Allah, who Allah Ta'ala mentions in the company of those angels. Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala mentions, discusses those individuals of the earth with those angels. So now if you think for a moment, if you think that can there be a greater status for a human being than this, that which people they will be, which type of people they will be, that Allah Ta'ala on such a high maqam, in such an auspicious meeting, Allah Ta'ala mentions them by name and discusses them amongst His angels. Imagine what their hereafter will be. Imagine their life of this world. Imagine their status. Imagine their maqam. Imagine the rahmah on them. Imagine the mercy upon them. Think for a moment. Just think. The commentators have written that in this hadith, a mention about who are those people in the world, what are the actions they do that make them reach to this high status. In the hadith is stated, who are those people? These are those people who gather together and do the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. In other words, in this hadith, if we read this, if we listen to it, a man is left shocked, dumbfounded, that what a great status Allah Ta'ala gives to His servant. That when, not on his own dhikr, but how? That when there's a gathering, and the gathering has been formed, and in that gathering a person sits, and he does the dhikr of Allah, then close to Allah, he is so great, his status so beloved, he becomes such an insan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst his select angels, Allah ta'ala discusses that individual, mentions that individual. Subhanallah. Now such a great reward that Allah ta'ala gives to his servant. And the servant doesn't have any concern about that, he doesn't think about that. So my brothers, can there be any more bigger example of being ungrateful than this? Tell me. Tomorrow on the day of judgment, Akhara, when we will rise up, when we will come, wake up, may Allah give us paradise and deliver us to paradise, mashallah, inshallah, we will go to paradise. But in Jannah, there will be a certain sort of regret, you can say. There's no adab, there's no punishment in paradise. But sometimes it can happen, isn't it, for a person that he starts thinking and he starts getting a bit upset. Everything else, everything is nice, is present in his home, good food, nice bread and dishes. But he starts to think in his mind. So it becomes an issue for that person, isn't it? That despite having everything, so some people will be like that in paradise. In paradise, inside paradise, that Allah Ta'ala will have given them everything, then they will sit there and regret. Allahu Akbar. Despite that, and that regret there in the hereafter in paradise, yes? Why will they regret, have a great regret in the paradise? In paradise, because Allah Ta'ala, He's given us an opportunity, and what a great opportunity He's given to us. And we have realized, and we understood, then why did we waste this time? Even then we didn't appreciate it, value it. If today we were to value, then imagine how great our status would be. Think about it, person to think about it, he'll regret it there, he'll feel down there, despite having everything there in paradise. So that regret of the hereafter, you can never get back what you've lost. What's lost cannot come back. So what a human being should do is when an individual has such deeds presented to him, by which Allah Ta'ala has defined them as high class deeds with high class rewards in Jannah, then he shouldn't even imagine delaying that action or neglecting the action. The pious elders have stated that iman will be measured upon this point. Remember this, in the world a person, you can differentiate that those people who, the more he runs away from amal, the more neglect he has from amal, he rejects amal or delays amal or he's not concerned about deeds, then in the same way, proportionately, his iman gets weaker and weaker. And the person who has true iman, solid iman, he will never do this. That when he hears the reward of something, there's so much reward, then immediately he'll implement that action. Immediately. For example, in this dunya, when we waste opportunities, don't we waste opportunities? Do we? Yeah, well, if there's a worldly opportunity, this house is for sale. How much is it? It's only for 3,000. Is it? Will somebody let that go to waste? Everybody will run after it. Very good house, don't waste it. £3,000, quickly, get a loan, take a loan, don't let the house go. Don't let it go. And there'll be a race for that home, won't it? Won't there be a race? Why? Because we value this world, we appreciate this world. It's sat into our hearts, the value of the dunya is in our hearts. And in comparison to that, look at this hadith, subhanallah. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. That just one action, tell me. One action that if, and we have to think in this way here, is something that cannot be measured. Would you understand what I'm saying? In other words, impossible, you can say. It's impossible, very difficult. Very difficult. It's very difficult that Allah Ta'ala has laid down a condition. Okay, fine, you're doing dhikr on your own, you're sitting down doing dhikr. But there's a condition that when individual, when you gather together, and after gathering together you do dhikr, Allah Ta'ala says, this action I like very much indeed. Subhanallah. Now think for a moment. Think. And Allah mentioned the reward. So think yourself, Allah knows best. The Mufassirin have written that people, their mindset or their wisdom or intellect, it ends where the understanding of this starts. The Muqarrabeen, the select angels of Allah, they're talking with Allah about that person. Imagine his introduction that Allah Ta'ala is mentioning about that individual. And on that one amal, that one deed, how beloved he must be to Allah, and how beloved must be that deed to Allah. Tell me that there's a gathering, a person goes and sits and includes himself in the dhikr of Allah, and no mention of niyyah here or intention or sins, just the condition that if you get a gathering like this and you arrive there, then your maqam increases very high. That's how much Allah Ta'ala has valued this action and given it importance, my brothers. So if we see that this is Allah's karam and mercy beyond mercy, I'll say that so much that subhanAllah, that those gatherings we have, they're present. We have them available. They're so close as if it's their next door. Tell me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His fadl, His karam, with His mercy, with through the sadaqah of a pious person, then He doesn't allow us to miss any either. So how much Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive His servants? Tell me, you tell me. And how fortunate are those individuals, alhamdulillah, who hold importance and without, for example, even understanding maybe, that for example, a person who's raw and he doesn't have the understanding, he still comes and sits in dhikr of Allah. But after knowing this now, my brothers, can anyone imagine to be neglectful after this? Can anybody think that he'll be neglectful after that? On the one hand, there's such a great reward. That person, if I sit in the morning in the halaqah, and I get such a halaqah gathering of Allah's remembrance, and these gatherings are not minor. Look, when the police is searching for something, then what happens is they're looking and people know that they can't find somebody, they're looking for something, it's difficult, it's hidden somewhere, it's difficult, isn't it? So the halaqah, the gatherings, they're so hidden, they're special select gatherings of Allah's mercy. So Allah Ta'ala, as you can say, He dispersed angels on the earth to remember Him. These are the words of the hadith. Allah Ta'ala has allowed the angels to be released onto the earth, to seek and find those people. They're not normal people. That every way Allah will say, go, do dhikr here, do dhikr. No. When Allah's fadl and His blessings and mercy is there, then it will occur. SubhanAllah saying that this is the maqam of Hazrat Sahib. This is his maqam, his great status that is testifying here, that the words of the wali of Allah saying, go to the earth, that soil where it is barren, and revive the hearts of the people. SubhanAllah. So Allah Ta'ala I like the words of His Mahbub so much that Allah Ta'ala has increased the gathering so many times over. Say, Subhanallah. This is the reality, I'm telling you. These are the words that come from the great statements of the Wali's Wala, and they're made apparent. The actions are made apparent. Subhanallah. And these words, he was happy. He said these words. He was sat on a straw mat in the wilderness to arrive there. Took 5 days to reach there, changing the transportation. Sat there in the desert environment. And the Wali Allah, he thought in his mind, nothing else came to his mind. He said, go to that country. Go there and revive the hearts of the people. And form the gatherings of the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. Initiate them. Instigate. What did I do? I did nothing. Automatically Allah Ta'ala made these gatherings come to being. Because Allah Ta'ala liked the words of His wali, His friend. Such a great reward Allah has made it common. Just like onions are sold in the market. And such an important action that Allah Ta'ala has released angel CID. Go seek, are there any people there? And when they are finding, looking, the angels, they're looking all around the world, they can't see anywhere a halaqa in the world. Difficult for them, isn't it? Difficult. And especially in this country, in this environment, does anyone leave the nighttime work or the taxi driving or his job? Or what does, when he comes back from work, does he leave home? Can he go anywhere? No. After praying salah, does he feel like sitting and staying in the masjid? Think. This is the dunya that we're sitting in. Thousands of things are after me or trying to influence me and you as well. Thousands of thoughts, let me do this, let me do that. Thousands of other actions we can do. Okay, let's watch a program and sit down and we'll do this and we'll do that. Is this the case or not? Tell me. So it's impossible in this dunya and this world, okay, leave that for example, to sit in parda. The women, all the women who are listening at the moment, the amount of women listening now, there are not that many men. The amount of women that are listening with desire and they push, they shove you out of the door. Subhanallah. Go. Why are you not going to dhikr? Come on, get up. What's happened to you? Why are you lazy? Imagine that qawm, which is the laziest of all. Yes, in this country, this is the great effects of the words that emanate from the statement of the wali of Allah, that the whole country is decorated, Hazrat Sahib is decorated, the whole country, and history will testify. We will depart, but history will testify. In the kitabs will be mentioned, I'm telling you the truth here, remember my words, that your generation will read and speak about this. Subhanallah. That Allah Ta'ala is saying. So from difficulties, difficult to gather these halakas, you can't find them anywhere. This product you cannot find anywhere. You are looking for it. And as you're looking, finding, seeking, if you find the gathering, straight away the angel stops. He was a hadith and he shrieks out, screams, he forgets where he is. He says, come. These are the words of the hadith. He's calling out to all of his comrades. Come, I found. I found the gathering where people are sat and doing the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. So they will run and hasten from the corner of the world. Somebody will be in Australia, in Africa. This is hadith, my brothers. And they'll come running to that place. Oh, we found him. Oh, we found that beautiful gathering. Subhanallah. And they'll gather together. And the hadith is stated that the gap between the heavens and the earth is filled at that time. Filled. Say, Subhanallah. Now, have you seen that the people, they're flying in the skies, then can the angels not be in the heavens? Of course they are. Of course, tell me. We do dhikr, I'll tell you the truth here. Reality. Once we did dhikr, okay, I'll share something with you. Let me tell you something. We were in Makki Masjid maybe. This regularly happens, I'm telling you the truth. There was a gathering of dhikr, sometimes we do jahir dhikr, or silent dhikr, or loud dhikr. I'm telling you 100% clear this point. These hadiths are not wrong, my brothers. These hadith are not wrong. We did dhikr 2 weeks ago, I think. And then messages come, you see them. You know, program, you have the sisters or brothers. And a sister said an ajeeb point, unique point, about dhikr, remembrance of Allah. That after dhikr, I just returned. And she said, today's dhikr was very jalali. And I stopped. I said, what's this? She said, today, that it was very intense, the dhikr. And it was fresh. Person can't forget, I thought, intense. And anyway, we inquired. And that sister explains that so many voices, there's so much vibration, it was like the heavens and the earth was vibrating. Allahu Akbar. And we that day did dhikr silent. Subhanallah. At that time we were doing silent dhikr. When I do it silent, at that time, not that person forgets, maybe I did it loud, we did silent dhikr that day, totally. And maybe durood we recited suddenly. She said that so much intensity was in the dhikr. It was a beautiful dhikr we did today. And a person can't do this. It was the angels doing it. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So it's obvious. There's nothing to be surprised about, brothers. It was a halaqah gathering. The angels came. And the angels don't look at us. How are we going to do dhikr? So whatever they like, prefer, they'll do that. They'll do that action. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed that, allowed that sister to hear it or see it. This is Allah's hikmah, wisdom. Because this country is very beloved to Allah, that so much dhikr of Allah is done. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Bolton has been written in golden letters. Subhanallah. Now tell me, my brothers, that if we don't come to dhikr, if we don't arrive to dhikr, can a person think like this? Allah Ta'ala sent the angels. There's such great, fantastic voices there were. She said, it seemed as if the earth and heavens are beautiful, beautiful. She said, I was surprised, she said, I was so surprised that before today, I never heard dhikr like this before. Where have these so many people come from? Anyway, khair, I had to say something to share with you. I said that sometimes many people come, we can't tell from outside, but many people come, wanted to suppress that point. And obviously there was a lot of people doing dhikr, and that's why you heard this. So this is, now we don't know how many people come, and who's sitting with us doing dhikr, because Allah Ta'ala, if He's mentioning people in the heavens with His angels, then tell me, will there be minor individuals? Will that be a minor gathering? Well, how much nuraniyat must be there, tell me? Light beyond light. How fortunate, extremely fortunate are those people who are doing this. And this is the achievement and great miracle of my Hazrat Sahib, mashallah. Imagine his miracle, his fantastic achievement. And that we've heard about, read about the karamat, the miracles of the walis of Allah. But this is a brilliant miracle, alhamdulillah. That he's revived this barren land, made it alive. Young children, they don't even know what they're doing. They're doing dhikr of Allah, dhikr, dhikr, dhikr. So, there are many points like this we can discuss, but leave these points and look at the hadith. Look at the hadith. Yes, because the words of the hadith, they are much, much, much greater than, elevated than miracles, because this is zahir, and these are words that have been stated by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they are truth beyond truth. And if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that you cannot find these people in the world, where do you find halakas, gatherings, the angels are looking, trying, by chance they see a gathering or somebody is doing dhikr regularly, then this is what happens. They call each other out, they scream to each other, come, come. Look at Allah's karam and mercy, subhanallah. That Allah Ta'ala has given us morning and evening, He's given us the opportunity. The halakah is established. If you don't come, somebody else comes. Allah Ta'ala wants His halakah to run, always. Allah likes this gathering. This is how much Allah Ta'ala likes His dhikr. We see this. So the first point is this, my friends, that it's a big bit, you could say, wretchedness, you could say, or unfortunate individual, that afdal ibadah, great ibadah, we leave this ibadah for small reasons, excuses for sleep or drowsiness or laziness, neglect. For you brothers, you shouldn't do this. Brothers, from today, make a solid intention that whatever may come, we will not leave the gathering of dhikr, especially the morning dhikr. I tell you this clearly, the dhikr in the morning is ajeeb dhikr. It is unique dhikr. Brilliant dhikr. Nobody can realize the fadail, the blessings and the virtues. We cannot feel the dhikr after fajr, maraqabah, especially maraqabah. Fantastic gathering. Fantastic action. So there will be things to prevent you. It's difficult, etc. Think, there's a point that arises here. That Allah Ta'ala, why is He given such a great reward for the dhakireen, those who do dhikr of Allah? Think, in this dunya, there are many ibadat, worship, but for dhikr of Allah, why does a person do dhikr of Allah and get such a great reward? And if he sits in the halakha, he gets a great reward. There's a reason for this, my brothers. That this ibadah, what does a person get from the dhikr of Allah? By doing the dhikr of Allah, he attains such a thing that is our objective. That is our purpose for which we've been sent to this world. That's something we need to listen to. Yes, we can't get this from anything else. We can't attain this thing apart from doing dhikr. And in dhikr, especially in maraqabah, Allah Ta'ala has kept this. And that's why maraqabah is afdal, 70 times greater silent dhikr than loud dhikr in maraqabah. What is that? The purpose, our purpose, we attain it via that action. Subhanallah. What is that objective, that purpose of life? Allah Ta'ala says, your objective of being sent to this world is not for a second in this world should you live, not for a second should pass in your life that you have forgotten your Rabb. That's our objective, my brothers. That's our purpose. Yes, Allah says that, do not shun my remembrance. Allah says, I will decorate the world, give you children, business, dunya, tests, challenges, attractions, and things that you will see around you, beautiful things in the world you will want. But Allah says that I want to give the heights to that individual. I want to see that individual on the heights. That person who attains his maqsad, Allah says that despite all of the glitter and the glow and the attractions of the dunya, despite having all of these things around him that he could go to, even then every moment he's thinking about Allah. Subhanallah. This is our objective of life. We do have a need in the world. We stood at the shop, the business, go home, wife, children, needs, everything. But subhanallah, Allah says, you have all of this, but the achievement is this. Despite having all of this, in your heart I am present. Subhanallah. It's me. Only me who's present in your heart. Subhanallah. My remembrance is in your heart and your focus is towards me and your thoughts are towards me. So many thoughts are towards me that you don't understand the difference between if you're alive or if you passed away. Am I alive? Passed away, even after passing away, he thinks I'm the same, just like I was in the dunya, I'm the same now. Same feelings, emotions that I didn't forget Allah in the world, and how can I forget Allah today? Subhanallah. So this status, when you get it, you don't get it from any other ibadah. And see, this is the objective of all ibadah. The high grade salah, which is the greatest ibadah for us. The greatest ibadah is what? Salah. Salah, prayer. Greatest ibadah. And it's greatest for what? For reason that five, we have to pray. And we've got an open playing field that pray nafil, all night long pray, all day pray, voluntary prayer, extra prayer. But Allah Ta'ala likes this action. And Allah says, I've given you this open playing field. So this ibadah, the miraj that you attain, the reality of this ibadah, the uruj, the height in this ibadah, you get from this. That totally, the more tawajjuh a person focuses on his salah, you know, we say Allahu Akbar, then the hukum is that when you come to me, you should be immersed in my remembrance. So in reality, we should be immersed in Allah's remembrance. In other words, our thoughts should be in our heart, feeling, emotion should not be about anything else. A person should be totally detached from the world and he should feel as if I'm stood in front of Allah. This is our objective, my brothers. Not that pray salah, I've prayed, yes you've prayed, I've prayed. This is not the point. No. This salah we're praying has a high status and we need to attain the objective of that salah. So the objective, Allah Ta'ala says, for the human being I've kept is that apart from me, all the attractions I give to you, whatever I give to you, apart from me, Allah says, nothing should be in your heart, no thoughts. And how do you attain this feeling? Only, solely you can get via maraqabah, silent dhikr of the heart. That's why in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that his first ibadah was what? Maraqabah. Yes. Silent remembrance of Allah. He used to be in isolation on his own. He'd sit in the cave. And he used to be maraqib, focusing on Allah, meditating, thinking, remembering Allah. So maraqabah is such a fantastic action that Allah has given this way, this method of dhikr, that is the highest grade of ibadah, which we call dhikr, to remember Allah in the heart. And a person, he should be solely focused on Allah at that time, even if you're drowsy, feeling sleepy, and you're not thinking. At that time, even if you can't think, you've not got consciousness, even then it is a high grade ibadah. Even then, the more you're immersed in the ibadah, the more higher grade the ibadah becomes. Subhanallah. So for this reason, Allah Ta'ala has made this action his beloved action. Allah Ta'ala sees that when so many people sit down and remember me in maraqabah, then Allah increases the maqam so much that they attain their real objective. They're working hard on this. They want to forget everything else around them. They want to just remember Allah in their hearts. So they've grabbed hold of the ibadah. So Allah Ta'ala elevates it very high indeed. Allah Ta'ala says that I then mention them amongst my select unique angels. SubhanAllah. So maraqabah is a great action, great deed. Person should always be Muslim maraqabah. The more you make it habitual, just like you can get used to sleeping or eating, many other actions you can get used to doing. So the habit that we should incorporate into our lives is maraqabah. Always our heart is focused on Allah, remembering Allah. And always thinking in your heart, Allah, Allah, Allah. This is natural. This is not an unnatural deed, it's a natural deed. And you can quickly acclimatize yourself to this action. And straight away the benefits come to your body. It's not unnatural, is it? If something is natural, then it's beneficial. It's fitrah. It's natural for us. Second nature for us is our fitrah, that we have been created for Allah. Our wujud body is for Allah, our thinking is for Allah. Our eating is for Allah, our wearing is for Allah, our bodies are for Allah, everything is for Allah. This is fitrah. Deen is fitrah. It's nafs and shaitan that has detached us and distanced us from Allah. So when a person practices this, then in reality he starts to meet Allah. And otherwise he'll forget Allah. And when he remembers Allah more, then he has less fikr and worrying concern for things of the world. And he will never stay hungry, and Allah will fulfill his needs. Because what we've been created for, then Allah has brought rizq behind us as well. SubhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala has apportioned the rizq for us, our wealth. Everything will run in parallel with us. The angels are there for that in the morning, that this is your rizq, today's rizq, your wealth. And without eating, you will not die without eating. Don't worry. This is the food you will have to eat, this bread, this chapati, this water you will have to drink. This bread, these pieces of bread or loaf, that the wheat grain that grew in Africa, that arrived here and it became the flour, then it was ground, and then you bought it, and then after that you made the chapati, and that's now going into your stomach, destined for you. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. That have we ever, when we are eating a morsel of food, have we ever asked, where have you come from? Where did you grow? How did you get sold and came here, and then you were ground down and you arrived to my home, and then you've come onto my food mat, and now you're going inside me? SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. This is Allah. Who does this? Allah does all of this. So then why do we worry and why do we have concern? Allah says, don't worry about the things of the world, your children and things around you. Whenever you see that such amal, especially Allah shown us the path, we are the people of dhikr. Allah has given us understanding and taken us away from misunderstanding, and He has entered us into the silsila, whether knowingly or unknowingly, and we've learned dhikr. And we didn't know the importance, we didn't have the awareness, Allah has taught us dhikr. Think about it. So such a system, automatically Allah Ta'ala has given it to us. And despite having all of this, even then we don't implement, then it's sad beyond sad. So I'll request that never, for the sake of the worldly things, leave this gathering. No. Because then you are leaving the halaqah, the gathering of Allah's remembrance, for the world, for material things. And you're saying that in comparison to the dhikr gathering, and you're leaving it for the dunya, that means you have importance for material things in comparison to the beautiful gathering of Allah's remembrance. According to the hadith we've discussed, if we're doing this, then what loss will I attain? What loss will I attain? And if I do amal on this, I practice this, and then Allah Ta'ala, what a great reward Allah Ta'ala will give to me. Isn't it? Rather, I will even get that which I thought was a loss, Allah will turn that into benefits. So this is the test for us. This is the test for us. That's why I presented this hadith to you, that where the laziness comes, neglect comes, shaitan, nafs attack us, oh my brothers, we shouldn't do this. We shouldn't leave. Allah has given us a great reward. The dhikr halaqa is not common in this day and age. We think that, oh, it's just dhikr. It doesn't happen. I tell you the truth. It doesn't just happen like this nowadays. Go other countries. Go wander around. Go to Africa. Go to Australia, America, wherever. Wander around and come back and tell me that you, this tariqah, this methodology, morning and evening, regularly, consistently, apart from dhikr, nothing else occurs. Come back and tell me that, did you see gathering like this? That yes, this is happening. Go and research and I'll give you a reward. One place, show me in the dunya. And if it happens, only Hazrat Ali Multaza, rahmatullah, his statement, order, instruction, his dua was accepted. Allah Ta'ala initiated these gatherings. SubhanAllah. His dua was accepted due to his tawajjuh, his focus, and Allah Ta'ala spread that gathering around. Otherwise, who knew about us? What is dhikr from us? What is halaqah, maraqabah? Tell me. Tell me. What a great action is maraqabah. What a great ibadah. And our generations didn't know about this. Did you ever hear? Maybe read in the kitab, in the fadail, but we didn't know anything about it. So do not reject this reward of Allah. Be grateful to Allah. As long as Allah has given you health and courage and determination and power and energy, do not reject such deeds that has such fadail and virtues. Subhanallah. Inshallah. Say inshallah, inshallah. Never leave these gatherings by obeying the nafs. And don't be tight-hearted. Some people come by force. Okay, I'll sit down, I'll do it. Allah's name, bring it into your hearts. What a great, great opportunity Allah's given, a great reward. Think about it. Think about it. Yes, think yourself. The deen teaches what a great reward. Is there something to think about? Analyze or ponder over? You cannot even imagine the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst His select angels is mentioning and praising those individuals doing dhikr on the earth. This is my servant, this is my servant, this is my servant. He, she. They sat doing dhikr. And we don't know what reward Allah ta'ala will give. So inshallah, what we need to do is, as long as Allah gives us health and afiyah and goodness, wherever there's halakah, and especially you individuals, should never leave any gathering for any purpose. The reason, there's a halakah and it's dhikr time, sorry, I need to depart, I can't stay at home. I can't. 30, 45 minutes, I need to go and include myself in the gathering. Partake in the gathering, because to partake in the gathering is a great achievement for me. I can't reject it. If you're going towards thinking, rejecting, straight away think nafs and shaitan are trapping you. And they're taking you from a high status to the low, low position. This dunya has nothing. You might get a bit of benefit, a few pounds you might earn, a bit of profit of the world. Such profit might come into my pocket, but it's no benefit in comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward He's given at this moment in time. Subhanallah. So this hadith, memorize it, remember it, put it into your minds. Whenever you feel neglectful, lazy, then, and it's not benefit for me, what I'm saying. This emphasis on point, there's no benefit for me. Not that you know very well, I don't want to initiate piri, muridi circles. I don't have no desire who's coming, going. I have no want for this. I don't know people's names if he comes for a day or a year. He doesn't come if he doesn't come for 2 years. I've knocked on anybody's door. I've never said by force. No. Why? Because if he doesn't have passion and desire, this is the adab of Allah. Is adab ilahi. Yes. The Allah Ta'ala's adab is this. Then the dunya, if he runs towards dunya, and Allah Ta'ala makes him neglectful of his amal, then can there be a bigger adab punishment than this? The person's earning dunya, maal, money, he's immersed in the dunya. The amal Allah Ta'ala takes from him, which Allah Ta'ala likes. Is this not adab? Is it not punishment? What will you call this? This is open punishment. Open rahm of Allah is this. Open rahm of Allah is this. That He is giving everything away for this and doing those amal that Allah Ta'ala loves and is pleased with. So one point, remember, Allah gives barakat. Not this that Allah gives loss in the dunya. That, for example, things will get wasted. No, never, never. Will your actions go to waste? Allah says that some such a place, I will send you to such a place that you cannot imagine. I will give you things that you need from there. Subhanallah. So never, due to the want and the desire of the dunya, reject these great, unique, ultimate, unusual, these gatherings of dhikr are unusual, unique, fantastic. I give you guarantee today that tell me, if you can tell me, research, wander around and seek the how, where, with such regularity is the dhikr of Allah done. Forget anywhere else, just go to the khankas. Today in the khankas you have dars, speeches. People have forgotten dhikr. What do they do in the morning? Tafsir is started. Hadith reading, dars is started, taqreers and speeches, the forgotten dhikr in the khanqah. Here, this is how bad the situation has got. Yes, this is the taste that people acquired, the forgotten dhikr. So I am saying this to you, alhamdulillah, this is the dua of the faqir, that Allah Ta'ala has heard and he's accepted. Obviously, Allah has elevated his maqam so greatly, has said. And how the people, the angels, the mashayikh of Naqshbandi must be so proud that this is the jamaat of Hazrat Ali Murtaza, they sat here in the morning. Look, Hazrat Ali Murtaza, his jamaat, what great action. They sat in this nation, and what action they're doing that nobody else is doing anyway. This is the reward that they were given. So much ikhlas that must have been in Hazrat Sahib and love with Allah. That's such a great reward Allah Ta'ala has given. So obvious, the dhikra mean you are doing. Who will this thawab go to? Who will get the reward for this? Say loudly, Hazrat Sahib. Will the reward not go to Hazrat Sahib? Of course it will. Who's all? So who will give congratulations? Oh, the Mashaykh Ikram, the noble Mashaykh, the our Jama'at sat down. There's other our Jama'at that sat down doing takrir speeches. The real work of the deen is being done by you. Your Jama'at, Hazrat Ali Murtaza, say Subhanallah. That Allahu Akbar. What people started doing? People, Subhanallah, Ali Murtaza, amazing achievement, that you selected a great fakir and he started this work. He's promoted this work. Subhanallah. This is the destiny that's opened up for the people, that love and ikhlas that they must have for this work of the deen. That Allah Ta'ala has made this for him, sadqa jariya, this action. The whole of England, women, men, and women in parda, otherwise how could women be included? They'll say, Ali Murtaza, great achievement, that more than the men folk, there are women doing dhikr of Allah. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. So encourage your house folk, include them into this silsila, and this will be a great fortune. Very easy, through the telephone they are given dhikr. Your mothers, sisters, young women, everyone, advise them, encourage them, learn dhikr through this medium and include yourself in this halaqa, then advise them. Don't do any other action in the evening when dhikr starts. Everyone should start. Put on your receiver, the system on. You don't need to do anything else, just put the receiver on. And say to your wife that just 30, 45 minutes while dhikr is going on, then put your receiver on at home. That's it. Subhanallah. So this is Hazrat Saab's great achievement, a miracle, how he's revived the people. Subhanallah. So we've become monkeys. Such women take the numbers and achievements in the akhirah. We stood there after eating everything. No, we'll go dhikr, I'm lazy. How dare we do this? We should never do this. Become human beings and run towards the dhikr of Allah. And say, Allah, firru ila Allah. Allah says, run, hasten to me, to my name. Hasten, quickly. Where's dhikr happening? Here, there, run. Firru ila Allah. Come running, hasten, quickly, rush. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وزيد الحسين شريف زين دهو يسين الهوي ومين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد نبي الأمي وزوجه أمهاتي وزوجاته وآل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا غزيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم صمتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين